Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bride in for Harold Fisher. Well, retirement can be an exciting time for people looking forward to the next chapter. But it also can sometimes be a nerve-wracking time, especially as you're leaving the workforce. You're putting that paycheck, that normal paycheck that is coming in, and now you have to watch your money. Maybe you have to decide where you want to live. Do you want to stay at home? Do you want to go into a retirement community? All of those things are on the table, and there are especially issues that are facing African Americans as they prepare for retirement. We are talking about that tonight, and the phone lines are open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'd like to hear from you. Are you nearing retirement? Are you caring for a parent who has retired and you're looking to help them with their finances or maybe relocate them to a retirement facility? We want to hear from you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Joining us in studio to help further this conversation is Kathy Everett Gaines. She's the Community Relations Coordinator with Wilson Healthcare Center at Asbury Methodist Village. Ms. Everett Gaines, thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about this retirement thing. It's something that we all look forward to, right? We get to do what we want to do, and hopefully we have enough money to do those things. So what are the first things people need to do once they are about to retire, when they get to that point?
Check in with your human resource department. Check in to see what your benefits are. That's the one thing. If you know that you're within like a 5-year time period, that's the time when you really should start making sure that you have everything in place there at the workplace. The other thing that you may want to do is look into things like planning for the future. So you have to think about, you've worked all this time and you're hoping now you'll stay healthy enough so you can enjoy, but things happen and you don't want to have a surprise. So also talk with your attorney. Make sure you set up the things that you have to do there, so it makes it easy for you and for your family, because now you're planning for the future. So you have to keep everything, you have to set up goals and things in an outline so you know what you're going to do.
Now, we talked off camera about numbers, how we didn't really want to get into a whole lot of numbers, but you used a number, I think, that's very important, because you said about 5 years before you're about to retire, you really should be talking to your HR folks. In that last year, that doesn't give you enough time if all of a sudden you're a year away?
No, I think that it's something that you really have to plan for. Some people would even do it a lot sooner than that. But at least give yourself 5 years. That way it gives you time to put all the paperwork and everything that you need to put in place. Also, it gives you a chance to plan. Plan just what you want to do. Because retirement is a hard thing to do for some people who have worked long years. The one thing is you're so structured in that job that you've had, and now you don't have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So now you need to plan for that too, so you don't get into a low. You don't get depressed because what am I going to do now? It's Monday and I don't have to go to work.
So is that planning also not just about money?
No.
Because a lot of times we think, I've got to make sure I've got enough money so when I retire, I can do the things I want to do. If I hear what you're saying is you also, for your well-being, have to plan, what am I going to do with my day? Where are my interests going to be? Mm-hmm. For African Americans, are they facing different issues, say, than the larger population? Do African Americans have different issues that they have to face? And if so, what are some of those?
Some of those are just what I said, planning. Now I think we're more fortunate, whereas we can actually plan. We have finances in place where we can do this. And that wasn't the thing for our mothers and fathers and back in the day. They were living paycheck to paycheck sometimes. And in living paycheck to paycheck, then when you retire, you're really dependent on what you're getting from Social Security. You don't have that pension unless you were able to work at one of some of the big companies because you were trying to help your family throughout. So in saying that is now, if when you're looking at this or for people who are trying to prepare now, think about those things. If you'd ever invested in that 401k at work because you thought, I don't need to do that now.
Is it ever too late to start investing in your 401k?
I don't think so. because I think that whatever you put in there will add to whatever else you're going to be getting from your company and Social Security if you're entitled to that.
Now, we talked about historically what it's meant for African Americans and how their issue is different. I was reading, I'm going to use some numbers, right?
Okay.
Here, where it says the average white family, this study was done a couple years ago, says had more than $100,000 in liquid retirement savings, cash accounts, 401ks, 403s, IRAs, versus $19,000 for the average African American. This was about, the study was done about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that this income wealth gap is growing. So even though it is better than, say, our parents and our grandparents, if you're grappling with that kind of wealth gap, Kathy, where do you go with that? $130,000 to $19,000. That is such a big, wide gap there. So I would assume even if you have the right intentions, it's a harder road to hoe.
It is. It is a harder road. And that's why you see a lot of times where people, when they are getting sick, their health is starting to decline or something like that, the family is trying to figure out what are we going to do with our loved one. When someone has a stroke or if someone has a heart attack, and maybe they can't recover and go straight home, then they may need to go to a health center, like the Wilson Healthcare Center. And then you have to figure out if they have good insurance in place and they need to come for rehab for a short-term period, they can use their insurance. We accept most insurances, and most people have Medicare, or they'll have a Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare. But those who don't have that in place, then you have to figure out what can we apply for through the state? What can we do so that we can get our loved one cared for to get quality care to take care of them? So those are the issues that you're really looking at.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight, life after retirement, what are your options? And specifically zeroing in on African Americans and their options. Our guest tonight, Kathy Everett Gaines, Community Relations Coordinator with the Wilson Healthcare Center at Asbury Methodist Village. We'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You mentioned the Wilson Healthcare Center, specifically at Asbury Methodist Village. What are some of the things folks, if they are looking at retirement and moving into a facility like the Wilson Healthcare Center, what specifically should they be looking for or their loved ones who are helping them look?
Okay. Now, Wilson Healthcare Center is the skilled nursing piece. We offer rehab and short-term care and respite care. The community itself is a continuing care community. So we have independent living, we have assisted living, and then the health center. So when someone is thinking about downsizing and they want to move into a community where they don't have to worry about cutting the grass and doing all that, they can move into Asbury, and they could live in an apartment, a cottage, or a home. Once they come in, then they're there. And if their health starts to decline, then they can move on to our assisted living, which is the Kinley Assisted Living. And if their health starts to decline even more where they require additional care, then they would transition to the Wilson Healthcare Center. At the Wilson Healthcare Center, then that they would stay there, and they're there for the rest of their life if
they
need be.
Are there some mistakes retirees make when they're looking to move out of their homes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And into a healthcare facility like yours and making that decision? Are there some things where retirees, when they're looking at their options and they're looking at a healthcare center, should be looking for? What are the do's and don'ts, if you can say?
Specifically for the healthcare center, if you're looking, say you know that mom is having surgery and you're looking for a place that you want to take her to for her rehab, you should go take a tour of the facility. It's very important so that you see that. No surprises. The other thing that you should do, your research as far as making sure that the facility, what's the state surveys look like. Also, you can also check what their accreditations are. Look at what their staffing is. And then just go on their website and see things. You can see what services they provide. Would that be the right environment for your family member? Not every facility, not every community is the same. So you have to check and see and make sure what it does, what needs it will meet for your loved one.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our conversation tonight, life after retirement, and also getting to that point in preparing for retirement? What are your options? Specifically for African Americans, the options that are out there for you or your loved one. 202-319-7810. The phone lines are open. Let's go to those phone lines. Clarence is calling from Maryland. Go right ahead, Clarence.
Yes, good evening. I'd just like to touch on that subject. I'm an Afro-American male, and I'm retired, 23 years in the military. I retired after my third tour of duty in Iraq in November of 08. And since my retirement, I had a hard transition back into civilian life because I had a lot of health issues from my injuries that I sustained in Iraq. But I got through that, and for a while, I sat home contemplating what I was going to do, you know. And once I got my health back to where I was able to, you know, get gainful employment, I'm happy to say that now I have my own business. I subcontract out to a restoration company.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, life is good for me. You know, if I have any health issues, I go to the military, VA hospital. I'm 100% disabled. So they take care of me very well. And, you know, but I do want to say that sometimes I get a little low, you know, because I'm home and I'm not really doing anything before I, you know, got well enough to work again. But I planned for my retirement. I knew that I was getting out of the military. I knew that I had some health issues. You know, I was a paratrooper for the last 15 years. And now that I'm older, I'm 57, my knees don't work as good as they used to.
Well, Clarence, I want to let Kathy Everett Gaines sort of jump in on some of the points you were making, if I can. And he seems to be piggybacking what you were talking about, Kathy, about, one, you can plan for retirement, but then retirement gets there, and it may look very different than what you thought in terms of, I think, what Clarence was saying, that he kind of got down because he said, hey, what do I do now? And there's nothing more structured, right, than the military.
Right.
And so I would think that's really an extreme shift coming out of the military and now having to create your own structure. Are there some things that people out there like Clarence, who seems to have found his way, can use to find that structure? Or do you have some advice of things that they can sort of go after or to help kind of get them in a direction where they feel that they're being productive?
To fill in those gaps. Yes, and you're young, so you want to find something that will meet your needs and be something that you'd like to do on a daily basis. One of the things is, did you say you live in Prince George's County?
No, I live in Anne Arundel County.
Anne Arundel? Okay.
Yes.
So let's say this. There are different communities out there that have sports complex, and they have different groups that have they're not quite seniors yet. They're right around your age that you could look into that may have groups that meet together. You could even find maybe a social group that you can get together with once or twice a week. Also, a local church. If your church should have a group that would have activities and things that you could do together. I find that there's quite a few churches in the DMV that have programs for people 55 and up. Whereas you can actually go once a week, they go to plays, they go on different outings, and they join together as friends, and then you can have your own time together with them in the group, or you could have a time whereas you may find like different people in there that you can connect with and do different things.
So Clarence, I hope that's some information that you can use, and again, it sounds like you're already on your way. We thank you so much for calling in, Clarence. Cheryl, Donna, stay right there on the line. We're going to get to you. The Daily Drum, we're going to continue this conversation on SiriusXM Channel 141. Phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Life after retirement, the options, and especially for African Americans. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown is next on 96.3 WHUR. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Tonight on Insight, we're talking about life after retirement. It can be a good thing, but there also may be some obstacles. We're looking at both sides tonight. We also want to look at what are the options for those who are retired and what can they do? Where should their money be going? Where should they be living? How should they be planning for their retirement, which then obviously would affect their life after retirement? Phone lines are open, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Life after retirement, the options, especially for African Americans. In studio with us tonight is Kathy Everett Gaines. She's the Community Relations Coordinator with Wilson Healthcare Center at Asbury Methodist Village. Phone lines are open, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go back to those phone lines. Donna is calling from Maryland. Go right ahead, Donna, with your question or your comment.
Yes, I have a little anxiety thinking about retirement because I'm eligible, like, in the next 5 to 6 years, but I'm just going to feel uncomfortable with the amount of money that they're projecting that I'm going to be bringing home. And I have my home that, you know, I will still have a mortgage, and I really, you know, I don't want to get rid of it to downsize, you know. So I don't know, I think I might have to work a little longer or retire and maybe get a part-time job, mm-hmm. you know, from working from federal and just switching over to maybe county or state or something like that.
Donna, do you want to work after you retire, or do you feel like it would just be something that's necessary for you to do, or when you retire, you really don't want to have to work?
I'm telling you, I really don't want to. I've been in the military before. I seem like I've worked all my life. Bad now.
I understand. Well, thank you so much, Donna. Donna is one of those, right, who said, listen, I have put my time in. I have served my country, and I'm sure she's had other jobs. She really does not want to have to take another job after she retires from her full-time job. But Kathy Everett Gaines, I guess sometimes it's just like that.
Yeah, but you know what, Donna? Because you've put your time in with the military and you've also put in your time with the job that you have now, you can look into something that you enjoy. And that's one of the things you can look at, too. Sometimes when people retire from their full-time job, they go into another career. But it's a career that maybe they wanted to tap into before, but they couldn't.
But what about Donna's? It sounds like Donna's issue, though, Kathy, was that she's worried if she's going to have enough money to sustain her in retirement and that she'll have to work. And I think most retirees, that's what they don't want. They don't want to feel like, I have to work. And I think that's why I was saying sometimes it's just that way.
No, you're right.
Can it be not so much a lack of planning, but it's just that the finances aren't there? And I'm not saying Donna has a lack of financial literacy, but I'm sure that's an issue too that we're still dealing with in the African-American community.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. How can we better that? Is that a class thing? Is that going on to Google? Is that going to seminars? Is that talking to a Kathy Everett Gaines about how do I make myself more literate about preparing for my retirement?
That's what you should do. You should start, maybe not Googling, but start going to financial seminars that you see in place. Go talk to a financial advisor and tell them. A lot of your insurance companies will now say they want your business. So they'll say, I want to take a picture. What is your goal? You're going to retire, what, in 5 years? So this is what you would need to do as far as what monies to put away in certain venues so that you can meet your goal.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk you through. So one of the things to look at is to look at one of the pick the insurance company that you feel comfortable with and see the ones that will take the time to go over and put an outline out for you to tell you what you can do financially. Those would be the ones to maybe look at and choose.
And for you who works at a healthcare center, Asbury Methodist Village, the Wilson Healthcare Center, does that help those centers when people come in more educated about what they want and what to expect, retirees or their family members who are coming in representing those retirees? And does that help a center for people to come in more educated about what they want, what they need, and what you offer? Does it save you time and angst in some ways?
Well, I want to say we're there to provide quality care for the person mm-hmm. coming in from the health center point of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody is coming in to move into the community itself, it does. And we have people that they can talk with. So it's not the people that work from the independent side will work with you and talk with you about what would be the best option for you to come into a continuing care community.
Mm-hmm.
But again, when you're looking at, just like Donna's looking at, start now. Talk again. I keep saying talk to your human resource department, but talk to a financial advisor and see what they can do to help you. They may even have certain suggestions that she could do with the house that would help her, mm-hmm. so she doesn't have to have that stress.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. She is Kathy Everett Gaines, Community Relations Coordinator with the Wilson Healthcare Center at Asbury Methodist Village. Phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you. Life after retirement. Are you preparing for retirement? And do you have options on the table for you? Or do you feel like your options are limited? And we know some of those are, especially for certain communities and specifically African Americans. And we're sort of drilling down on that community specifically tonight. 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines. And Janice is calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Go right ahead, Janice.
Hi. Good evening. And my question would be, how successful has it been for retirees that choose to retire overseas, like places like maybe Belize or Jamaica or Mali, things like that?
Well, that's an interesting question. She's saying, I am trying to really live the life that I've wanted to. Love America, I'm assuming, but I want to go somewhere else and live outside of America. Is there a different type of planning you need to have for that, Kathy?
Now, that's a suggestion I would say first. Take a vacation and go over,
mm-hmm.
and see what the lifestyle is out there.
And the cost of living,
exactly.
Right? How far does your dollar go? And I think she said Mali or Belize, mm-hmm. or Jamaica. Cost of living could be lower. Lifestyle could be better, right? But does it depend on? And what's been your sense, Janice? What are you hearing? And why are you considering going that route?
Well, I am looking to go that route basically because there are properties that, you know, you can get at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking within the next 5 years that are, you know, more amenable to weather and cost.
Mm-hmm.
The things that would probably be showstoppers are the health care, but then there are a lot of places that you can go that, you know, the doctors are pretty much as good, or some even places better, like Panama, that the doctors are just as well as the doctors in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then locating someplace, let's say like Belize, where the flight back to the States is only like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Just being able to enjoy those, you know, latter years and be, I won't say so much as vacationing, but being able to look for entrepreneurial type things to do in the older years.
Very good point. So she's really got the options out there on the table. Thank you so much, Janice, for even broadening the conversation of going outside the borders of the continental United States. And she's looking for other options. And Janice didn't tell us if she was African-American or not, but she's looking for other options than what we think traditionally. And for those who are retiring, right? Life after work. We kind of say life after retirement, but really life after work in retirement. How out of the box should you be thinking, Kathy? Is that the way to go? Is that what you're working for, to get to that point where you don't have to think in such a traditional way?
Yeah, because you're looking for your happiness at this point. You've worked so hard. So in her case, that sounds wonderful if you'd like to go to Belize or something like that. And she seems to be doing her homework. She's seeing what the properties are out there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do that. So if that's something that you want to do, you definitely have to put the work in to plan for that. And she even thought out the 2-hour flight coming back to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So that was well thought out.
Mm-hmm. We talked about numbers. Now, you tell me if you can't zero in on this number. And let's just talk generally. Is there a number that you would shoot for on what you need to have when you retire, or is that very particular to individuals?
It is an individual thing, because like the caller just said, for her to want to do that, she has to have a certain dollar amount to, or a certain number to be able to do what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else who wants to stay in the area and live at home but be able to maybe vacation periodically and do things would need another. Mm-hmm. So it's really, that's why I keep stressing that planning is the most important thing. If you know you're a person who likes to go away 2 or 3 times a year, then you have to think about what would that cost be. You also have to think about, am I going to stay in my house? Or a lot of people, when they're doing that at that point, would think, well, I may sell my house,
mm-hmm.
use that extra money, you know, have an apartment so I can travel, or a condominium or something like that, so I can travel. Now, I don't want to be locked down. Mm-hmm. I want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really know what your lifestyle is going to be for retirement in order for you to plan like that.
One issue that we haven't talked about, but it's very germane to your experiences with the Asbury Methodist Village and the healthcare center, the Wilson Healthcare Center, is healthcare and healthcare cost, right? And especially for African Americans, we're disproportionately without insurance, many of us. That's a big kind of thing to wrap your arms around. Talk a little bit about that, Kathy, from any vantage point that you feel necessary in terms of healthcare, retirement, making sure you have it, what kind you should have, your thoughts there.
Insurance-wise, that's one of the things you have to figure out when you're getting ready to retire. I can use for an example for a family member. You may have this package while you're working. And sometimes we don't ask the question of, well, does anything get reduced
or eliminated?
Eliminated, yeah. Once I leave the company. Because you may have a life insurance policy that may be XYZ, $50,000. I'm just using examples.
Mm-hmm.
But once on the day of retirement, it may go down to $10,000. And you're thinking all along you have all this. And then when the time comes, your family goes to the funeral home to take whatever, and you don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
You only have $10,000 out of $50,000 that you thought you had when you were working.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with your insurance. If you know you had a specific insurance at that time, but now you know that you're getting ready to retire, always try to put in place a secondary insurance. So when you see those commercials for AARP,
mm-hmm.
and when you see those commercials for United Healthcare or one of those, think about it. Doesn't help you to have more. It's better to have more than to have less.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're coming in for rehab at Wilson Healthcare Center, if you have Medicare, you can utilize your Medicare for a certain number. Medicare will cover the first 20 days at 100%. And if from day 21 to day 100, it's covered at 80%. So say you've come in and you've had a stroke. You may have to stay there longer than those 20 days that was paying 100% for you. So now you need to either, if you can, financially compensate, because Medicare does have you pay that 20% out of pocket after day 20, you may have to think about, can I afford this? But if you had a secondary insurance that was a Medicare supplement, that would pick that up. But you could have a whole 100 days of rehab, but you have to put everything in place for that.
And all of this information that you're sharing, right? I'm sitting here writing down notes. I'm going, AARP, okay, secondary insurance. In your experience, how many people who are going into retirement or are even retired think about something like that?
They don't. And that's the biggest problem. So that's why it is so important for you to plan so that you know and take advantage. You may have to pay into the AARP plan or a secondary insurance, but in the long run, when something happens where you do need rehab or you need to go into the hospital and you may need an additional insurance to help you, that will come in handy. A lot of things we think, you know, I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
You will need it somewhere down the road. Now, you do have other programs that you could reach into, and we do have sometimes when someone's coming in, they may come in and they have to use state-assisted plans. And you can apply for those, but you have to meet certain requirements.
Mm.
But if you can have the opportunity to put those things in place, put them in place, because it gives you quality of care. And that's the important thing.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You are getting free, important advice tonight. She is Kathy Everett Gaines, Community Relations Coordinator with the Wilson Healthcare Center at Asbury Methodist Village. We're talking about retirement, planning for it, life after retirement, all of the options that are on the table, and specifically, what does retirement and planning retirement mean for African Americans specifically? We're talking about that tonight. We're going to continue this conversation right after. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. The phone lines are still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our topic tonight is life after retirement, but also before, right? How you prepare for retirement and all the options that are on the table. And we were specifically looking at two African Americans and how they prepare for retirement and what they should be doing after retirement and the different challenges facing African Americans. Our guest tonight in studio is Kathy Everett Gaines. She's the Community Relations Coordinator with Wilson Healthcare Center at Asbury Methodist Village. Kathy, let me ask you this about healthcare facilities and villages per se, like at Asbury Methodist Village. I would think any of these facilities, if I get to a certain age and I'm looking, I might be looking for what's the makeup of that facility. You know, how diverse is it? Is there a certain religious angle to the facility? And is that my angle? Do I need to be concerned about it because I like the facility, but maybe I'm not Methodist or Catholic, but it's a Methodist or Catholic facility? Is that something I need to go, wait a minute, the title was there. Is that different? So tell me about how you should be looking at facilities from those vantage points, that diversity and how it checks off in many ways, culturally, religiously, socially, economically.
When you're looking for a community to go into, particularly from a standpoint of starting maybe at a point where you're independent, you really want to look at what services are offered there, what activities come on campus. We at Asbury, we have a diverse group. So we have all services on Sunday. We cover activities-wise, we have different activities throughout the day for our residents.
Now, when you say all services, because Methodist is in the title, but is that sort of a misnomer somewhat?
Right. Originally because we're 90 years old, so originally when we started, we were into the Methodist Church, and we still have services, and we are still connected in that way. But at today, we have all services on campus, because we respect our residents and we want them to feel comfortable. So being that we want diversity in the community and we have it, we have to respect everyone's beliefs. So we have different services on Sunday and some services during the week. In addition to that, we just had the Montgomery County Black Ministers Conference. So we had that on the 27th of October. And we had a nice turnout, and it was such a good time. Mm. But to say that is, we reach out to where we have Jewish services, we have Catholic services. So we do. We have diversity in that area for religion. And then in activities, we do the same thing. One day we could have a barbershop quartet. The next, we have a connection with the Strathmore. So in saying that is, our residents can go to the Strathmore and see shows at a discount, but we also have artists from the Strathmore come on campus. So we do a lot of things. We try to provide everything that any of our residents would like.
Mm-hmm.
We had a happy hour last night for our African-American group, and it was a nice time just to share things.
Now, it's interesting because you said we had a happy hour for our African-American group, and I'm assuming that even in the racial makeup, it is somewhat diverse. Is that a challenge for retirees if they are looking for diversity, right? And is that a challenge for healthcare or retirement facilities to always try to keep that balance?
Yes.
And it depends, I'm assuming, too, on where you're located. Sometimes that makes the challenge greater.
That's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things, too, and we have to look at from a cultural standpoint, we as people didn't always think, particularly when it's time to go into like a nursing home.
Now you're talking about African-American yes. people because folks can't see
I'm sorry.
You.
From an African standpoint, African-American mm-hmm. standpoint, we were raised culturally that we are supposed to take care of our own.
Mm-hmm.
And we're finding now in the last maybe 18 to 15 years that that's changing because people have to work more
mm-hmm.
and people have to
and longer
mm-hmm. so we're not able to, so we're seeing communities start to grow in different minorities, and we as African Americans are realizing now that we have to maybe put mom or dad in the nursing home, not because we want to, but because one, quality of care, two, because we're just not able to do that anymore. But the main thing about it is, and I've had to explain this, when you do that, it's not like you're saying, washing your hands of it. It's basically saying, I can't do this part for you, mom or dad, but now I can come and visit you and we can spend quality time and really enjoy each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we can appreciate each other, whereas before I was coming in and I've come in from work and we do this, that, and that. We never got to share stories, share time.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking at it from a point of view of having maybe to do the long-term care piece, which we do offer, you're looking at it as, I need to think about mom or dad getting quality care, getting all the needs satisfied that they need to, and also just knowing that I can go home with peace of mind knowing that they're okay.
I'm going to bring the conversation, too, back around full circle, because at the top, we had talked about African-Americans, and I think I asked you in a different way of the different challenges, right, for African-Americans, and I want to come back to that, and that you mentioned the word culturally, right, and just our approach to work, our approach to downtime, our approach to savings, and if you were able to give some advice, it would be what for those who are looking at retirement and looking at life after retirement, what it could be, should be, can be, specifically for African Americans. What would your advice be from a holistic point of view?
Start in your 30s. We were never taught a lot of things that others were. So one of the things is how to build wealth. And when you build wealth, then you can plan for whatever you want your future to be. So if you don't know, reach out. Say, I don't know. Talk to a financial advisor. You know, look at different avenues how to invest. Those are things that you can do that can plan the rest of your life.
And the avenues for those, too, and if that conversation is about, well, that means I've got to pay a financial planner. But I know many of these facilities are at churches, right, that are free, that you can go to at public libraries. So those are the things that you're saying that should be tapped into. Again, part of our conversation is life after retirement, but it also could be, right, life before retirement. Is that almost probably
it's
more
necessary.
Important?
Yes.
Right. To be planning for that. 202-319-7810. We just have a few minutes left. So if you wanted to squeeze a phone call in, you can get it in. Kathy Everett Gaines, she's the Community Relations Coordinator with the Wilson Healthcare Center at Asbury Methodist Village. Before we leave, Kathy, I wanted to ask you this. Donna and Clarence, I think there were two of our callers who called, and they were veterans, right? And they were in the military. In some ways, beyond, as we talked about, they have a structure, and then when they're retiring, oh boy, I'm so used to structure, now I have to structure myself. But do they have some advantages in the sense that they were government employees and some things are more in place for those who've worked in the government and now have retired? Are they somewhat ahead of the eight ball in that sense just by the structure of the behemoth of the government?
They're ahead of the game, one, because of structure, but they're also ahead of the game because if they did serve enough time, they have so many resources they can tap into.
Veterans right?
hospitals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also different things like homes, or, you know, if somebody needs to get some assistance, the veterans are there. And from a point of view like looking at for Wilson Healthcare Center, they have different resources that they can tap into. So, like, Clarence can reach out to. So if he does need some support at home, has all the services he can reach out to.
She is Kathy Everett Gaines, Community Relations Coordinator with the Wilson Healthcare Center at Asbury Methodist Village. Kathy Everett Gaines, if they want to contact you or contact the Wilson Healthcare Center, at Asbury Methodist Village. How could they do so, our listeners?
To reach out to the Wilson Healthcare Center, you can call 301-216-4136. That's our admissions office. You can get any questions answered you want. And if you want to take a tour, someone will make an appointment with you.
Kathy Everett Gaines, thank you so much for joining us again. She's the Community Relations Coordinator with the Wilson Healthcare Center at Asbury Methodist Village. All of our callers, thank you so much for your questions or comments, for helping to move along this conversation. We learned a lot tonight. That's the Daily Drum on HR Voice at Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, November 14th. I'm Bramante Bryan in for Harold Fisher. Up next, The Connection with Lorna Newton. Have a great night.